As we wrap up another week, I want to tell you that there's a way to prevent worrying. There's a way to have every need met. And there's a way to make sure that what we think we need and what we genuinely need are distinguished one from the other. How do we do it? Well, let me tell you first about a man who came to the proper conclusions and learned this. His name was John Wanamaker. He was an amazing man. In fact, many people in Philadelphia know him even today for the store that bore his name all those years, Wanamaker's. But John Wanamaker was also a postmaster general for many years. He also founded a Sunday school that ultimately met the spiritual needs of 4,000 children as he taught them the Bible. Somebody once asked him, "How do you find the time to run your Sunday school in addition to your business and all the other obligations?" And without hesitation, Wanamaker replied, "Why, the Sunday school is my business." He said, "All the other things are just things. 45 years ago, I decided that God's promise was sure. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." My friend, he learned how to distinguish between wants and needs. He set priorities that were heavenly minded. And in that, he saw that God was faithful. And isn't that the promise of God? That if we take care of his business, he will gladly take care of all of our business. Here's how Matthew 6:30-33 puts it. This is a promise for you today, my friend. When you really internalize this, when you really give this to God, it can greatly reduce, if not eliminate, the worry from your life. It can help you to greatly distinguish between those things that you really think you need, but really you find out later you just wanted them. They weren't really mandatory. And in that process, you also learn to prioritize God, seeking him, not just what he gives us, but really seeking him. Here's how it puts it, Matthew 6:30 and following. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I want to insert, just for emphasis, the little word "then." It really helps me to clarify it. It's not altering the scripture. It's really giving the full intent of what that scripture is saying. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you." It's one of those conditional promises among many that we find in the Word of God. The if-then promise that if we do thus and so, God will keep his promise. My friend, there are many, many promises that you are not having fulfilled, and I'm not having fulfilled, because we haven't done the thing that God has called us to do. That's why studying the Word of God is so imperative, and praying the Word of God back to him. You talk about getting prayers answered. Instead of just praying what's on your mind, pray what's in the Word of God. And in that, we begin to get God's perfect will. We begin to understand his priorities for your life, for my life. I love the saying that goes like this: "When from my life the old-time joys have vanished, treasures once mine I may no longer claim. This truth may feed my hungry heart, and famished, Lord, thou remains, thou art still the same. And when streams have dried, those streams of glad refreshing, friendships so blessed, so rich, so free, when sun-kissed skies give place to clouds depressing, Lord, thou remains, still my heart has thee. And when strength has failed and feet now worn and weary, on gladsome errands may no longer go, why should I sigh or let the days be dreary? Lord, thou remains, couldst thou more bestow? Thus through life's days, what or what may fail me, friends, friendships, joys, in small or great degree, some may be mine, no sadness need assail me. Lord, thou remainest, still my heart has thee. What a beautiful thought from Danson Smith, that when other things fail, when joys might flee, when friends might come or go, the Lord remains. My friend, when we seek Him first, the one who will never leave you, He'll never forsake you. When you seek Him first and His righteousness, the if-then promise comes to pass. I will see that you have all of these things that you genuinely have need of. And by the way, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Heavenly Father, what a beautiful promise. As we wrap up this week, as we look back on things that we could have done differently, as we try to distinguish between our wants and our needs, as we really try to see what our goals should be, even going into next week, you make it so simple for us. Just seek me first. Seek my kingdom, my righteousness, and let me prioritize for you, my son, my daughter. Let me sort out what you really have need of, because I've already promised to meet every one of those needs according to my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for that. I pray that we would trust you today, that we would seek you first and foremost today, and whatever may come and go in our lives, that we would remember you will never leave us. Hallelujah. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today, my friend. I know that you know somebody that needs to be reminded of that. Now, certainly you can do that. You can pick up the phone and call them. And while you're talking to them or praying with them, why not give them this number too, that they might have something daily to remind them of the Word of God, teach them the Word of God, and then give them a prayer. What a touch that is for somebody who desperately needs to be seeking God first. Amen. And thank you for praying for the ministry. Thank you for helping us sponsor these 800 lines that go out all over North America. Online there, you just go to the donate button at DukeDuval.com. If you're listening in by phone and want to make your donation, just get our contact information at the end of this message and let us hear from you. Thank you so much. This is a group effort, all of us together providing a big table full of food, that Word of God that others might feast on. Thank you for helping us to supply for so many hungry people. God bless you today. Here's that contact information.